News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Homeowners could face a fine of up to €2,500 if they fail to cooperate with local authorities to prove that they are legally disposing of the rubbish. And it comes after the announcement of new waste management bylaws, which hope to clamp down on illegal dumping. Joining us on the line now to discuss is the head of waste enforcement in the southern region, Nick Bond. Nick, can you just tell us what's happening here? People are going to have to sign up to registered waste providers and then be in a position to prove that they're legally disposing of their waste.
Well, people were always required to dispose of their waste correctly by means of giving it to an authorised waste collector or bringing it to an authorised facility. However, we're now bringing in presentation of waste bylaws, which will be consistent throughout the country. And that will allow a waste enforcement officer, in the course of their investigation of illegal dumping, to go to a householder and ask them how they have been disposing of their waste and require the provision of receipts of how they dispose of their waste.
So how exactly will this work? For instance, if you are a private residential homeowner or somebody who rents in a residential property, presumably if you've already signed up or you pay online to a company, will that suffice, or do you actually have to now start keeping hard copies?
Well, if you've signed up to a waste collection company, you will have an invoice for them or a record of a contract with them. We can also check with the waste collection company as to when your bin was last collected and have you actually got a contract in place.
Like, is this specifically now to try and deal with illegal dumping?
Well, we've spent a number of years trying to tackle the problem of illegal dumping. Minister Nocton supported this initiative by an anti-dumping initiative in 2017 and a new one in 2018, which has provided €2 million to clean up illegal dumping black spots. So to tackle the source of the problem, we want to go back to the unserviced households and find out how they're disposing of their waste.
So can people...
There's no requirement to sign up to a household. You can dispose your waste in a number of ways. You can sign up to a household waste collector, or you can bring it to an authorised facility, such as a civic amenity site, and you can dispose your waste correctly. We're only interested in people disposing of their waste correctly, and we're trying to deal with the issue of people who have no visible means of disposing of their waste.
So can people now expect random, will there be random, you know, on the spot kind of checks where you'll get a knock on your door and a waste enforcement officer will just say, look, I'm here, I want to just see your contract receipts, whatever means you have of disposing of your rubbish?
Well, we don't have enough waste enforcement officers to cover the whole country. So we're using technology to identify areas of low collection coverage. And then we'll have surveys in those areas to identify houses that are not disposing of their waste correctly.
So if you're in a low, an area, as you mentioned, of a low number of collection providers, you're more likely now to get these random checks?
Yes, you're more likely.
Okay. There's also, Nick, fines proposed if a wheelie bin is overflowing or left out on a pathway for too long. How is that going to work?
Well, wheelie bins that are not stored within the context of their property are creating a hazard for people using footpaths and road users. So we want the wheelie bins to be left out on the day of collection or around that time. And they can't be overflowing because that's just creating a litter problem. So if a waste enforcement officer, a litter warden, or a person authorised under the Local Government Act sees this happening, they can go into the householder and they can talk to them about the matter using the presentation of waste bylaws.
Now, what will constitute overflowing? Because more often than not, people will put their bin out. There might be the door of the bin, basically, the roof of the bin might be open because there's a bag sticking out of it. All you need is a gust of wind to come along, blow that over, blow over the bag. Maybe a dog, fox in urban areas, etc., easily can pull bags of rubbish out of the bins. Will the homeowner then be penalised for that?
Well, everybody should take action not to create litter in their area or create waste in their area. So people have a responsibility to not have their bins in that situation where a gust of wind will cause litter to go out on the road. So it's a subjective assessment, but it just it allows us to go into the homeowner and deal with the issue.
Will there be a warning before a fine, or how will that work?
Well, that's on a case-by-case basis. Sometimes a fine is a €75 fixed payment notice, and that's in lieu of a prosecution. So you can pay the fine if the investigation warrants the issue of a fixed payment notice, or else you can go, if you don't pay that, you can go to court.
Just finally, Nick, these new bylaws have obviously come into effect as part of the new waste management bylaws. So what we're saying is, at the moment, is it now the case that as of now and from today, anybody who has an overflowing wheelie bin or doesn't have proof of, you know, contract receipts, etc., with their provider, they can be fined as and from today, can they?
Well, all local authorities are going to bring in these bylaws, but they will come in at different times in different local authorities, because there's a whole procedure in relation to bringing in bylaws. They have to go through council members and they have to be advertised locally. But we anticipate that by the end of the year, most local authorities will have brought this.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to the Head of Waste Enforcement in the Southern Region, Nick Bond.